Lesson 1. What is a cartel and why do you need one? If you look it up on Wikipedia, a cartel is described as an agreement among competitors. As writers, you are competing for attention. You are competing with James Patterson and J.K. Rowling and Anne Lamott. And you are also competing with me. You could choose to be hostile and competitive with me. You could put down my writing and talk about how much better yours is. You could start the writer's equivalent of a turf war and fight to control your piece of the attention pie. Or you could start a cartel with a few other authors at your level and bake your own pie. A cartel, like a guild or a union or a crime syndicate, is a group of people who decide to stop working against each other and start working with each other. You can look at attention like a zero-sum game. If Jane Reeder reads my book, it means she didn't read your book. If you win attention, it means I'm losing. But if you always need to win, you'll always be losing. There is more competition for the attention of readers than ever before. Looking at the world through a zero-sum paradigm is exhausting and depressing. You could look at every writer as your enemy, or you could treat them as a potential ally. When I first started the Write Practice, my friend Jeff Goins was already beginning to create momentum with his blog, Goins Writer, and I was honestly annoyed with him. I thought, my blog is better, my posts are more creative, I should be getting more attention than him. But instead of treating me like a competitor, Jeff treated me like an ally. He linked to my blog from his. He shared my posts on Facebook and introduced me to other writers. His help led to huge results. My blog grew faster than it ever would have on my own. And how did I return the favor? I linked to his blog. I shared his posts on Facebook. I introduced other writers to him. And this experience led to a paradigm shift for me. I realized that the more Jeff succeeded, the more I would succeed. And so I helped him as much as I could. This is cartel-based thinking, and it's the way most successful people in every industry look at the world. Cartels are not for pushovers. They don't form out of any kumbaya, hand-holding, warm, fuzzy motivations. Not that there's anything wrong with warm and fuzzy feelings. Authors create cartels because it's an excellent strategic business decision. In the end, the principles behind cartels, generosity, character, relationship, trust, responsibility, they lead to long-term success better than any short-term get-rich-quick scheme. So who creates cartels? In the age of traditional publishing, publishers held all the keys to the cartels. Their cartels relied on close relationships with bookstores and traditional media, newspapers, magazines, radio, and television. Only publishers had the clout to get their authors on Good Morning America and featured by the New York Times, not to mention the hundreds of other smaller magazines, newspapers, and TV and radio stations. Only publishers had the money to send salesmen to bookstores around the country, telling them which books they needed to display in big piles at the front of their stores. Even authors were recruited into this I scratch your back, you scratch mine relationship. If you were published by Simon & Schuster, you would be required to read and endorse other Simon & Schuster authors. You would be asked to speak at Simon & Schuster events and promote Simon & Schuster products. The demise of publishing didn't just happen because of Amazon and e-publishing. Traditional publishing lost its cartel. Newspapers laid off reporters. They cut the book review sections, and they went bankrupt. the hundreds of newspapers and magazines that publishers used to control the tastes of the world were replaced by thousands of bloggers who had no relationship with publishers and could not be as easily controlled. Publishers relied on the cartels of traditional media, but traditional media is dead. So who organizes the cartels now that Simon & Schuster is out of business? And the answer should be obvious. You do. What do you think a cartel is? Share your thoughts in the comment section of this lesson.